Thank you. And I would ask for an interest in your prayers tonight. This is probably one of the hardest things for me is standing before people in my ministry than I think it is for others, that way it seems to be for me. And I would ask for an interest in your prayers tonight, that I may bring us something that will be of help, that may make us think or lift us up. And I do know I need your prayers. I'd like to read just a short scripture in the Book of Mormon first. This is in the 7th chapter of Moroni. I think I'm going to read just the first 4 verses here. "And now I, Moroni, write a few of the words of my father Mormon, which he spake concerning faith, hope, and charity. For after this manner did he speak unto the people, as he taught them in the synagogue, which they had built for the place of their worship, for the place of worship. And now I, Mormon, speak unto you, my beloved brethren, and it is by the grace of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ and his holy will, because of the gift of his calling unto me, that I am permitted to speak unto you at this time." I think that each of us in the ministry feels this way. It is a gift to be able to speak or preach to you, but it also is a great responsibility. It's a privilege, but it is a great responsibility. And I think that we all have this responsibility when we are in the service of our Heavenly Father. "Wherefore I would speak unto you that are of the church, that are of the peaceful followers of Christ, that have obtained a sufficient hope by which ye can enter into the rest of the Lord from this time henceforth until ye shall rest with him in heaven. And now, my brethren, I judge these things of you because of your peaceful walk with the children of men. For I remember the word of God which saith, by their works ye shall know them. For if their works be good, then they are good also." A lot of times I wonder if people know me by my works. Can they tell what I believe or how I believe by the way I act or way I lead my life? And what I'd like to bring out just tonight is, I know it's something I've preached on quite often, but something that just keeps coming back to my mind a lot, and that is keeping the commandments of God, the commandments that he has given unto us. And I know that these are all important, and it seems like in the last few months I've heard more and more sermons on that, and that is keeping the commandments that the Lord has given us. And in starting, though, I'd like to read a couple of scriptures. I think the times we are living in, these things are so important to us. These all are going to be familiar scriptures to us tonight, because I think they are things we can see happening around us. I'd like to turn over to 2 Timothy and just read a couple short verses here. This is in the 3rd chapter. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." I really won't go into this much, but I think all we have to do is look around us in the world today. And I think we need to be so careful that we don't get caught up in the things that are happening around us. I'd like to turn back into 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter. I think I'll start with the first verse here. This again is kind of a warning unto us. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. I believe here he is talking to us. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. I think it is important that we do help each other in this time, that we comfort each other, and that we pray for each other. And I'd like to go back into Timothy again in the same chapter, in the third chapter. And this is Paul speaking again here, and this is, I think I'll start with the 10th verse. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which come unto me at Antioch and Iconium at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And I know that, I don't know about anybody else, I don't think we have, or I've had to suffer persecution. But we know that they, of the early church, have had to suffer persecution. And it is something that we may have to one day for the Lord. And I think that we need to be ready when this time comes. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I think it is so important that we are studying these scriptures that have been given to us. And we had a prayer meeting over to Sister Randall's here about a month ago now, maybe a little bit more. And she had in her testimony, she kind of, to us that were there, she said an urgency in her that she needed to tell us that we needed to be studying. She said it just came over her like an urgency that she needed to warn us or to tell us that we needed to be studying the scriptures. I'd like to read just one song here. This is number 259. And again, I think this is enough. Could almost be a sermon in itself in the times that we are living in. It's something that we need to be doing for each other. Let us pray for one another, for the day is fading fast, and the night is growing darker, while the scourge goes flaming past. We can see it in the darkness, closing round our narrow way, and the stairs are growing thicker. For each other, let us pray. We are walking down Time's Vista. We are very near the end. Let us pray that God the Father may his guiding spirit send. Now the foe becomes more daring, knowing well the latter day. 'Tis the strength of his despairing. For each other, let us pray. Pray in faith and pray unceasing to the God we love and trust. For our prayers are much availing if we walk upright in jest. Be not weary of exhorting, heed the lesson of each day, and that we may be unwavering, for each other let us pray. It is waning on toward midnight, soon we'll hear the watchman say, see, the Son of God is coming, go and meet him on the way. That our lamps may then be burning, bright enough to guide our way, and that we may share his glory, for each other let us pray. I think it is important that we are praying for each other. I'd like to go into the Book of Mormon now and bring some out on the commandments that we have been given. I do believe they've been given to us to help us and to guide and direct us in this time that we have here, that we will come closer unto our Heavenly Father. I think I'll go down to page 212. This is in the first book of Mosiah. Behold, I say unto, this is the 48th verse. Behold, I say unto you, that because I said unto you that I had spent my days in your service, I desire not to boast, for I have only been in the service of God. And behold, I tell you these things, that you may learn wisdom, that you may learn that when you are in the service of your fellow beings, you are only in the service of your God. Behold, ye have called me your king, and if I whom ye call your king do labor to serve you, then had not ye ought to labor to serve one another. Behold also, I whom ye call your king, who has spent his days in your service, and yet has been in the service of God, does merit any thanks from you. Oh, how had you ought to thank your heavenly king. I say unto you, my brethren, that if ye should render all the thanks and praise which your whole souls have power to possess to that God who has created you and has kept you and preserved you and has caused that ye should rejoice and has granted that ye should live in peace one with another. I say unto you that if ye should serve him who has created you from the beginning and are preserving you from day to day by lending you breath, that ye may live and move and do according to your own will, and even supporting you from one moment to another. I say, if you should serve him with all your whole soul, yet you would be unprofitable servants. And behold, all that he requires of you is to keep his commandments. And he has promised you that if ye would keep his commandments, ye should prosper in the land. And if we would keep his commandments, we are going to want to do all these other things that have been listed here. I'd like to turn also into following in the Book of Mormon of page 224. And this is King Benjamin counseling his people here again. I think I'll start with the third verse here. And also we know of their surety and truth because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. And we ourselves also, through the infinite goodness of God and the manifestations of His Spirit, have great views of that which is to come. And were it expedient, we could prophesy of all things. And it is the faith which we have had on the things which our King has spoken unto us, and has brought to us this great knowledge, whereby we do rejoice with such exceedingly great joy. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God, to do his will, and to be obedient to his commandments in all things that he shall command us, all the remainder of our days, that we may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, as has been spoken of by the angel, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. And now these are the words which King Benjamin desired of them. And therefore he said unto them, Ye have spoken the words that I desired. And the covenant which ye have made is a righteous covenant. And now because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, his sons and his daughters. For behold, this day he has spiritually begotten you. For ye say that your hearts are changed through him on his name. Therefore ye are born of him, and have become his sons and his daughters. And I think most of us here have made that commitment to our Heavenly Father, that we have willing to follow his commandments, to do those things that are right before him, and to put our trust in him as we follow these things. I turn over to page 162 in the Book of Mormon. I think I'll start with the 21st verse here. For the gate by which ye should enter, and this is a commandment that we have followed here again, for the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water. And then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in the straight narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate. Ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he has made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into this straight and narrow path, I would ask, if all is done, behold, I say unto you, nay. For if ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now, behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is none other way nor name given under heaven, whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And now, behold, this is a doctrine of Christ, and the only and true doctrine of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, which is one God without end. Amen. And I believe that we all are trying to stay in that straight and narrow path through the gate that we have entered. That's why I think it's so important that we are following the commandments the Lord has given us in the Scriptures. And I think that's why that they have been given to us, to help us in this time. He knew what we would face and what we would need. But the responsibility still comes back to us to be the ones that are doing this. I'd like to continue on page 215. O all ye old men, this is on verse 86. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children who can understand my words, for I have spoken plain unto you that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to a remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. And I think that's what each one of us are working for, or looking forward to, is to be with our Heavenly Father one day. And I'd like to read the 88th verse here again. And moreover, I would desire that you should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. I think this is true when you, if you talk to somebody that is not doing what they know they should be, or doing things that are wrong, you can tell that they're not happy. Where again, if you find somebody, or when you're talking to those who are doing what is right and what the Lord wants us to do, that they are happy. And I'd like to read another song here. If nobody will get tired of this from me, but this is again a song I think we all know, and this is number 331. And I think this almost can be a sermon again in itself. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we can never prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet. We will walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do. Where He sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I'd like to read a few more familiar scriptures to us. And a lot of times I got to ask myself, maybe that's why these keep coming back to me. Are they evident in my life? And like I said before, are they things that people can see in my life? I know these are all familiar scriptures, but I think that they are also important to us. The first one is in Matthew. And I know we all know this scripture. And they all should be uplifting. The ones I read tonight should be all uplifting to us. This is in the 22nd chapter. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And I wonder if the Lord can see this love in my life that I have for you or for Him and for our neighbors. I just wonder if it's evident. And if it isn't, it needs to be. I need to change something that it is. I'd like to turn into John. This again is another familiar scripture in the 15th chapter. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. And I think that's again another thing that needs to be evident, is the love that we have for each other. I'd like to continue in 1 John. In the 4th chapter, and I think I'll start here with the 4th verse. You're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. I'd like to turn also into Romans. And this is in the 8th chapter. And I think this is one of my favorite scriptures. And I think I'll start with the 31st verse here. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And that should be so uplifting to us, especially when we see the things happening around us, that no one can separate us from this love that the Lord has for us, no matter what is happening around us. I think the only thing might be is if we would separate ourselves from him. I'd like to continue in the Book of Mormon. On page 683. This is in the 4th book of Nephi, in the 1st chapter. I think I'll start with the 17th verse. And this must have been a blessed time. And I think this is a time that we are looking forward to, that we may have here. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And there were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lying, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, nor murderers, nor were there Lamanites, nor any Manerites, but they were in one, the children of Christ, and heirs to the kingdom. And to me, this will be what Zion will be, because of the love of God which did dwell in their hearts of the people. I'd like to continue on page 768. And again, this is a familiar scripture to us. I think one that we should all know. I think I'll start with the 50th verse here. And if a man be meek and lowly in heart, and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore he must needs have charity. And I think these are the things here that we must be working for to have in our lives. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail. But charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it, at the last day it shall be well with him. I think this is what we must be working for, is that we have this pure love of Christ, and it is in our lives. I pray that I may have brought something to our minds tonight that might make us think, that we will be studying more, something that may help us to get in and stay in that straight and narrow path that we need to be in. I'd like to read just one more scripture in closing, and that we can take this thought for this scripture with us. And this is in 1 John, in the 5th chapter. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And this is a verse I'd like to stay, that would stay with us. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Thank you.
Thank you, Bick. Some reminders of the upcoming schedule. Wednesday night is prayer meeting at 7 p.m. Friday will be the junior and senior choir practice at 7 p.m. at Dan Lawrence's home. Saturday will be YPCL ice skating. It'll be at 6 p.m. and the young people will meet at Bob and Jennifer Oldham's home. And also Saturday at 7 p.m., the care group will have their business meeting here at the church. February the 11th will be the sweetheart dinner here at the church at 6:30 p.m.